Be reading verses 23 through 32. This is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. For I received from the Lord that what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. A person should examine himself first. In this way, let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks without careful regard for the body eats and drinks judgment against himself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and quite a few are dead. But if we examined ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned with the world." Sort of picking up where I left off this morning from my opening, Paul says to the church at Corinth that Jesus gave this meal to remember him. They were turning it into something about them. Their focus was wrong. Paul tells them to be careful to not take this memorial in an unworthy manner. He says we ought to examine ourselves before we eat it. This meal is a remembrance of Christ. It's not about me. The examination should take place before we come here for this meal, preferably daily. As I said in my opening, if we have our focus on Christ every day instead of ourselves and our own problems, then daily we could examine ourselves and be ready for this. This coincides with what I said earlier, focusing on Christ and not ourselves. In this case, examining ourselves and our relationship with Christ so that we're prepared to remember him the way he asked. If we examine ourselves daily as we approach this time, then this time can be all about him. We don't have to think about ourselves and our relationship with him, because that's already been pondered throughout the week. So as we partake this morning, please focus on Christ, his death on the cross and his resurrection. As we proclaim these things, we proclaim his death until he returns. Pray. Our Father and God in heaven, we come before you now remembering your Son, the way that he laid forth. Remembering that he gave his life for us. He suffered those things that day for us. We can make it all the more personal. He suffered those things that day for me. Thank you, Father, for this memorial as we proclaim his death. Looking forward to that time when he returns and we get to see him in heaven. Thank you, Father, so very much for your Son. It's in his name that I pray.